Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Yon Fan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Welcome.
And you're presenting the film Number 7, Cherry Lane.
Yes.
So it's lovely to meet you and talk to you about this film, which I saw last night and loved. But for the benefit of our listeners at home, would you mind maybe just introducing it a little bit so that we can talk about it in more detail?
Yeah, this film is set in 1967, Hong Kong. And that is a turbulent time in Hong Kong, because in 1967 you have the big riots and Hong Kong was almost falling apart. And then during this period, and then you have a love of the fallen city, and then a love between a mother, daughter, and a school teacher. Yeah, so that's simple, but sounds simple, but love is a complicated thing.
Right, and also in this particular structure, it's particularly problematic. It seems like it's a particularly problematic love triangle.
I think it's very original. Right. The original is a good word,
right?
Because it's sounds conventional, but it's original.
And for this film, you decided to work with animation. Now, what was this choice? Why was that choice? When did you decide to make that choice?
I think that this is not animation. I would not say this is an animation film, because animation is only a technical word. I would say this film is a motion picture. And when we say a movie is a motion picture, so this is a motion picture that many of the pictures, paintings, and the moves around with the story, the film. So you have the styles of classical Chinese paintings, you have styles of French impressionist, you have styles of pop art, like Lichtenstein and all that, all mixed up together, and then makes this number 7 Cherry Lane. That is for the visual part. And also for the music part, you have classical music, an orthodox music, you have street music, you have Chinese opera music, and all that mixed together. So actually, you put all those contradictory ingredients together in one movie. In Chinese cuisine, we have this type of cooking, but this cooking in the Western you call the chop suey, means everything mixed together.
Right.
But in the Chinese, we have another term, it's Buddha over the wall. That means this dish is so good, it's creme de la creme, even the Buddha smells of it would jump over the wall to taste it. So I think this movie is for the audience to decide.
I love that. I also love the fact that you define this film as a motion. That you put the emphasis
motion
on the word
picture,
motion.
Yeah.
It makes me think of energy. So another energy that I feel works as an engine in this movie is sexuality. I think that it's almost like an ebullient energy. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that the sexuality is very hidden, but it's very strong.
Yeah.
You don't see it very much, but you feel it. I think that is a good part. You can see it and feel it.
Yeah, and also, this film feels like a historic film for many reasons.
Yeah.
One of them is that it's the first Hong Kong movie in competition in Venice for a while. And I feel like it's great that it also feels like a love story, a love letter to Hong Kong, and it has been defined like that too.
Yeah.
Would you define it as a love letter to Hong Kong?
That is definitely a love letter to Hong Kong, and also a love letter to the cinema.
Yes.
Because in this movie that you have a lot of hidden riddles of the Western cinema and the Chinese cinema, even Wong Kar-wai. So you have kind of everything there, here, and waiting for you to be discovered. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, it's no problem, because probably the movie is exciting.
Last question. So it's great to have a love letter to Hong Kong at the moment. It feels like it's very problematic, the situation too.
Yeah.
What would you say about that?
You know, in 1967, I was 20 years old. I feel that there was this riot in Hong Kong. but this riot is coming from a force of the north, and then came to Hong Kong, and it becomes a big riot in Hong Kong, and then the police in Hong Kong, and together with the British army, they try to stop these riots. But it was not very useful. And so you have the curfew and the things like that. But then 6 months later, this force just disappeared, miraculously, just disappeared. And then 52 years later, now we have another unknown force, I would say unknown force, that came from we don't know where. And then people walk on the street and then demonstrating and then become riots again. And it's very sadly that is in the name of freedom, human rights, and democracy. And then it became violent. And I feel very sad for it. And then it's like the Pandora box has been opened and all the vice came out of the Pandora box. People think differently. And the society was differently, and the young people, they are different. But then the Pandora box, according to the myth, there's still hope inside. And so I certainly do hope that the hope will come out and the Hong Kong people will feel a better tomorrow and then reconstruct Hong Kong.
That's wonderful. Well, on that note, I think thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about your film. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.